Saint Joseph was an ordinary sort of man on whom God relied to do great things. He sought to do what the Lord asked him to do. Now, mind you, this wasn't some kind of one-time, really good day that Joseph had, but rather, he sought in every moment to be marked by a humility and by a sincerity in trying to make God's way his way. That's why the gospel writer Matthew describes Saint Joseph as being righteous or just or good from a biblical point of view, in contrast to it being my way and my world and how fortunate you are to be a part of it. A person becomes righteous. A person becomes just and good to the extent that they humbly and that they sincerely commit to doing it God's way. God's word teaches us that a just person, a righteous person, a good person is honorable and is charitable to others who they meet along the way, that they don't care to be known. Rather, they're known to care. A just person loves God and shows this love, displays this love, demonstrates this love, lives this love by keeping God's commandments and directing their whole lives towards bettering the lives of those whom they encounter, that others matter. You know, that sentiment begins right here, to become more just, more righteous, good in a biblical sense. It begins here. It begins here when we gather. It begins by noticing someone who may not be as familiar around us and greeting them perhaps with a nod or a smile, or if the occasion to introduce oneself presents itself. That's what we do. Maybe it's recognizing someone's need and allowing self to be stretched to help meet that need, to acknowledge that need and to meet it, whether it's where something may be found or how the hymnal works, or whatever the case may be. And then the warmth and the kindness and the compassion is accelerated by encounter with God in worship and praise, so that we can bring it forth from here to those whom we meet. And in our own parish family of faith, there's a myriad of ministries, volunteer opportunities, groups with common causes that attend to different needs, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, physical. For those of you who were involved yesterday with the distribution of gifts and food and clothing to far too many from our own neighborhood who have legitimate needs, it was a beautiful outpouring of love. The caring tree itself, gathering over 800 gifts that were shared generously yesterday, distributed yesterday, and not distributed through a window, here you go, but distributed by greeting and meeting and using names and taking time and trying to share love with those who have pressing needs among us. Another way that we continue to seek to take what we have and to make it better, to not only take the parish and to make it better, but to take the neighborhood in which this parish is located and to be a leaven in the neighborhood, has been through this beautiful partnership that we have forged with Sunshine Communities. And they have put together a message to share with us, just simply expressing thanks for care and concern that they've received. And in this message, especially moving to me, are the young people who are our own young people. They're from St. Benedict Catholic School and part of the Chosen 2-year confirmation formation. And as a board member from Sunshine shared with me in a very moving moment this week, It's these young people who already are not referring to people by category, but getting to know them by name. And already championing the dignity that all people have inherent within them as sons and daughters of God.